Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right spot. We are so excited to be a part of your journey and to help you get accepted to PA school. Before we get into today's episode, we just want to let you in on something huge. We are doing a free 3-day workshop to create your strongest, best PA school application. You can absolutely get accepted to PA school with a low GPA or other weakness if you apply the right way to the right schools for you and your stats, and with your strongest application, all of which we will be covering at our free 3-day workshop to put together your most competitive app. It's happening April 6th through 8th, again, totally free, and it's gonna be so much fun. Not only are we covering a different part of your CASPA app each day, but there's going to be giveaways and hot seats. Basically, it's going to be epic. So mark your calendars for April 6th through 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern. This will make such a huge difference between you getting acceptances and waitlisted or rejections. So don't miss this huge opportunity. The link to sign up is in the episode notes, and we can't wait to see you there. Literally counting down the days until we get to hang out. Go sign up now for your best, strongest PA school application. Now on to today's episode.
So today I want to talk a little bit about reapplication to PA school. So if you are a reapplicant, meaning you didn't get accepted into PA school last year, then you probably have a lot of questions. Should I change my personal statement? How do I make myself more competitive? What can I do to get accepted? I'm not sure what went wrong with my application, so how am I supposed to fix it? So we get DM'd and asked these questions all the time. So we want to give you a little tip to kind of figure out what you probably need to be doing in order to be a more successful candidate. So first off, is you need to figure out where in the process it went wrong for you. And what I mean by that is, how far did you get? For example, let's say you applied to 12 PA schools and you didn't get any interviews, or you only got interviews at one. That tells me that your CASPA application probably needs to be edited to be tweaked, right? Maybe you didn't take enough science classes. Maybe you didn't write a strong enough personal statement. Maybe your descriptions aren't super strong, etc. Because if you're not getting interviews, then you need to focus on what you can do to change your CASPA application. Maybe you've gained more hours. Maybe you've gained more experience. Maybe you retook classes. Maybe you get a master's degree. You need to do something in that CASPA application. There was some sort of weakness there that 11 out of your 12 schools didn't want to interview you. Right? And so just take an honest look at that and, hey, where is my weakness? If you're unsure, well, then what you can do is, a lot of schools will have stats from the incoming cohort. They'll say, hey, the class that's just about to start, this is their average GRE score, this is what their average GPA, this was their average patient care hours, this was their average shadowing, and they give you all these averages. And so to see where you stack up, maybe you're super low in GRE, but you're super good in patient care hours, then that should tell you, maybe I should consider retaking my GRE or studying for it. So knowing those stats can really help, but you just need to take an honest look. If you didn't get interviews at a lot of your programs, then you probably need to tweak something in your personal, in your CASPA. Maybe it is your personal statement. Maybe it is your descriptions. Maybe it's your COVID essay, right? So just take an honest look, reread it. It's been a long time for a lot of us since we've submitted your application. Go back and just make sure it's your best work. Maybe you need to choose different LORs, right? There's so many different ways you can elevate your CASPA app. So that's number one thing. If you didn't get those interviews, focus on your CASPA. The second thing is, let's say you apply to 10, 12 programs and you got 6-7 interviews, right? That lets you know that, hey, your CASPA application is impressive, right? 6-7 out of your schools, 8-9, however many, wanted to interview you. So I say your CASPA is pretty good. I mean, definitely look at it, tweak it, update it if you need to. But if you got the majority of the schools that you applied to, you got interviews for, then that lets me know that, hey, your CASPA application is on par. You might just need to tweak and edit to make it a little bit stronger, but really focus on your interview skills, right? So if you interview at multiple PA programs and don't get any acceptances, then that lets you know, hey, you're just not coming across the way you need to in interviews. So do a mock interview, practice interview skills, go online and kind of look at some different type of interview questions and kind of why they ask the things that they do, or kind of figure out, reflect on your own interview experience. What do you think happened? Feel free to reach out to the program and just say, hey, thank you so much for interviewing me. I understand I'm not accepted the program. Is there any feedback from the faculty? I'm super passionate about this and would love to attend your program. Plan on applying next year. Do you have any interview feedback for me, or something like that, right? So getting any kind of feedback you can, whether it's from the school or from a mock interview service like the one we do, or someone else who's good at interviews, just interviewing you, just kind of practice, get some feedback, right? And the reality is most schools don't have a lot of time, and they don't have enough time to give individual feedback, but some of them might. And so there's no harm in reaching out for that. So if you didn't get interviews, you need to focus on your CASPA. And if you did get interviews, then you need to focus on your interviewing skills. We don't want you to apply as the same person as you were last year, because if you apply to the same exact schools with the same exact stats, then perhaps you're going to have the same exact results, right? So another thing to consider is, did I apply to the right schools? Did I apply to the schools that value my strengths, that don't mind my weaknesses, they'll overlook that weaknesses? Do I apply to schools that I have what they want? And sometimes that's not the school right down the road. Sometimes it might be the school on the other side of the country. But let me tell you, as a PA, you can Google right now. Google your hometown, where you want to work, find PA jobs, and there will be jobs out there. So no matter where you graduate from, you can get a job anywhere in the United States. So if you graduate from a school in New York and you want to go back home to California, you can do it, right? You just get a state license in California. And so really, really focus on the schools that are matching you, the schools that are going to give you a chance, because all you need is one school to take a chance on you, right? All you need is one school to give you a yes, and you can attain your dream of becoming a PA. So if you're a reapplicant and not sure, really, really think about how far in the process you've got, and that way you can have a good idea. Do I need to work on my CASPA? Do I need to work on my interview? Maybe I need to work on my school choice, right? And then also figure out within that, okay, what are my strengths in that? What are my strengths in my CASPA? What's my weaknesses? What are my strengths in interviews? What are my weaknesses? And then focus on those. Any new hours, any new experiences, make sure you update your CASPA application. Make sure you at least look at your personal statement, edit a little bit. Remember, you're an older, 1 year older, right? And 1 year more experience. You're a candidate that's different this year than last year. Maybe you had a really impactful patient experience, or maybe you had a really great shadowing experience that you want to talk about. Don't forget to add all those hours, everything that you do, all the volunteer you've done in the last year, all the shadowing, all the patient care or health care, any classes, all those type of things. Make sure to add that on there. And so when you apply next cycle, you are the most up-to-date you, right? We also recommend for those schools that have rolling admissions that you apply early. So you can hack rolling admissions by applying early as possible. If you have your CASPA application from last cycle, you've already done a lot of the hard work, make sure to roll that over and then get started on making those edits. So I hope this helped. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please like and subscribe. Send this to another pre-PA who might need this information as well. And thank you so much for listening to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off. We'll check you later.